Tell us a story about Reba McEntire and how that came about.
Yeah, I had so little to do with that. I did have her brother for years and still book him some, Fake McEntire, and I booked Susie, his sister, a little bit. I was only familiar with them from them singing McEntires at different rodeos. So when Red heard her first time, he really thought she was something special and decided to take her to Nashville. He said, "Here's what I need you to do, Raymond." That's what he called me. And he said, "I've got this girl. Nobody's going to know who she is. And you and I have seen thousands of these, but she's special. And I want you to book her. She don't have a band. You get Stone Horse or some band to back her on jobs. Or you can use my band when I'm not using." So that's what I did. Most time we'd use Red's band. She knew their stuff to sing with them, and they knew her stuff. I had them at Apollo Delman Theater there at 15th and Lewis in Tulsa. Had her there with Red's band in different places, Tulsa State Fair, all around. And I got real acquainted with her and her husband, me and my wife. Couldn't stand her husband, but I had to put up with him. Well, nobody else could either, so that's not going to surprise anybody if they hear it.
Reba's husband you couldn't stand?
Charlie's Battle, yeah, Charlie's Battle. He's dead, and I shouldn't say that about him. I'm sure he had a lot of good points, and I just didn't run into any of them. But he was no help to her career, but she got a divorce from him. My wife and her got to be very close. She talks about my wife in her book, helping her dress, know what to wear, different venues and stuff like that. All I did was book a person that was unknown on a bunch of honky-tonks. Now, I did get her opening for George Jones at the Maybe Center one time, KTFX radio show out there. I got her a pretty good job. I got her thing in Denver, Colorado for the PRCA people, where all the rodeo buyers were there for the convention. So they booked her on their rodeos. I got a hold of an agent at William Morris Agency who I really had good luck with him. He'd been honest with everything. I had him come to Tulsa, the Maybe Center, and listen to her. He still didn't have a band at that time, so she used Red's band for that. She had a good performance, and then he asked her to come to Nashville. He did, and they signed up. So that's my relationship with Reba, was just helping her get started. Anyone else could have done the same thing. There wasn't no spectacular move on my part or anything. I didn't know some other agency would have got her sooner or later. And at that time, I wanted William Morris to have her. And so it worked out.
But you spotted, you knew there was something special about her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't particularly care for the songs she sings now, but that's just what she got to do to make a living. When she's singing that Go Ahead Straight Dre Price country stuff, it put chills down your back.
Yeah.
I got her hooked up with a deal to make everybody in the audience feel like she was singing to them. This guy coached her and coached her. They'd get in a telephone booth and sing, and she made eye to eye with him and sing. I went 30 days without watching her sing, and then he told me I was ready to watch her, so I sat out in the audience, and I felt that there was no one else in that building just me. As a Kenland Sports Arena native, no one else in this building but me. She's singing just totally to me, and she has that skill to do it.
You talked about the phone booth. What did you mean?
Well, they'd get in a phone booth, and she'd sing, and she had to face him. I thought the audience didn't feel like she was just there for them. And this guy was a coach. I didn't find him. Actually, the same guy got William Morris. He was the one that found him.
So the coach got in the phone booth with her, and she sang to him.
Turned eye to eye with him.
Yeah, and that made a major difference when she got on stage.
Yeah, she was looking at those people eye to eye. And if you happen to watch her on television or something, you'll see what I'm talking about. You don't look up at the ceiling or down at the floor. She stares right at those people out there, and she rotates from one to the other.
Mm.
She picks her out of one or two to look, but everybody in there feels that.
She's making major dollars now.
$400,000 a night plus a bunch of stuff, sound and lights and a bunch of stuff.
So she could probably get into the $800,000-$900,000 for a night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you booked her before she became famous, what kind of dollars were you making?
When she got her band, I continued to book her after that. You know, I'd just buy her from William Morris Agency and then sell her. I'd get $4,000 or $5,000. Got up to $10,000, about the most I ever got. And then I did her in Chicago a few years back. I got $250,000 on that one. But I've never booked her when she got into the big money.
If she was sitting here talking to us, what kind of a person is she?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely love her. She's two people. When the show's going on, she's on stage, she's one person. She's looking those people eye to eye, and she's telling them about live down the road with mamas and mamas and this and that, and making all the women out there just absolutely love her. And the curtain closed, and the cat sharpens her claws. She's in charge of everything, and she's the best businesswoman I've ever seen in my life.
Hmm. Interesting.
One smart businesswoman. And you'd love sitting down talking with her, investing with her.
And you know, I'd like to do that for Voices of Oklahoma. I don't know if she would even do that now, but...
I don't know. Up to 6 months ago, I could get anything I wanted from Reba because I'd go through her mother. For some reason, her mother really liked me. And I think it's because I went ahead and stuck with Pake and Susie after Reba left them. You know, they were the singing McIntyres before Red took Reba away. But anyway, if I needed Reba to wish somebody happy birthday or anything at all like that, I just call her mom, Jackie, and tell her what I needed. Like Billy Parker's retirement thing, I call Jackie. Oh, Billy played Reba's first song on the air. Yeah, what does she need? And I'd have never got through Reba's people to get that, you know. Within 24 hours, Reba sent this video.
Oh, I love Reba's accent when she's speaking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't know she's a speech major from that college at Durant, Oklahoma, would you?
I'm surprised some coach didn't say, you've got to change your accent. Maybe they did, but it's charming.
When they talk telling Reba anything like that, she'd get rid of them so quick.
Yeah.
She's in charge of everything herself.